I don't think going out on a date made you a slut, but having sex with different men made you a slut.
Well, what does it make you if you have sex with different women?
A slut maker. By popular demand, slut maker t-shirt, now available, thefallenstate.tv, hashtag slut maker, thefallenstate.tv. The Fallen State is amazing. Subscribe now.
Better take the time and get closer to God. You know what's right and wrong, so stop protecting the children of the light. The children of the light.
Welcome to The Fallen State. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. My guest today got her start on VH1's Flavor of Love. I have with me reality TV star Tiffany Pollard, also known as New York. She has started in Flavor of Love, I Love New York, and famously single. And so I've noticed that a lot of people who appear in reality TV shows don't normally last. They don't normally move on. You ended up getting your own show.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I think the stamina, let's just be honest about it. You come on television, everybody thinks it's their moment. Let me shine the hardest. Let me do the most to be interesting and stand out. But with me, that's never the case. I always approach everything that I do as myself. I'm like, hey, we don't know what may come out of it or what may not, but I never like went on a show and go, you know what, I gotta make this my moment. Because I think if I was to do that, I would lose a certain authenticity. Yeah. So I like for people to see me in those moments and I'm just being myself. And I think that's why I have so much longevity, because people can relate to me. Because
it's
like,
always best to be yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so when did you get your spinoff show, your own spinoff? When did this happen?
When Flav broke my heart.
Oh, yeah?
When he didn't pick me, the producers were like, out of all the women that was on that show, you were really there for Flav. And they picked up on it and they knew it. So they were like, you know, this is the second time around, because I did Flavor of Love 1 and 2, and he still rejected me. So they were like, we got to give you your own show so you can find love. Yeah.
And did he ever tell you in private why he rejected you?
It would have been nice if he would have told me, especially right. because I gave him head so many times. I mean, we've had so many intimate moments.
You gave him head?
I mean, come on.
What's head?
You know, when this plate, this head meets that head.
Really?
So, I mean, like, we were really on a roll, and I thought that this was going to be something, you know, that we were going to pursue. And, you know, we've done all kind of things together. And just for him to, like, reject me, that I really did take it hard.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you actually had oral sex with him?
Well, more than oral, Jesse. I mean, I did from the whole gamut. I mean, we... I really shouldn't be talking about this. My boyfriend is going to be so upset with me. But, I mean, let's just say we've shared intimacies.
Really?
And we just really gave each other so much love, and the chemistry was there. But I just felt like he wanted to play it safe and go with someone who wasn't really feeling him, ultimately picking the woman that he knew was really there for him.
Oh, I see.
Which was me.
You were in love with him?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
And why?
Because I love dark-skinned men. I really, really do. But even past that, Flav has such a big, enormous heart. And, you know, I was coming from upstate New York, never been on television a day in my life. And he just kept me so calm. He's like, I love your energy. You know, he was a big support system for me in the house.
Amazing. And so how did you get into this? You walking down the road. You didn't grow up thinking, one day I want to be in a reality show, right?
Jesse, are you psychic? I literally got into this walking down the road.
Really?
I can tell you like it was yesterday. I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard. I'm straight from upstate New York. Walking down the street and this guy approaches me and he walks me into the store. He follows me and he goes, I'm casting for a reality show. You would be perfect for it. Just on sight, him looking at me. And I'm like, oh no, get away from me. I thought he's trying to pick up on me. But long story short, he just kept at me. He was like, trust me. Give me your information.
Really?
You're going to be a star.
Wow.
Yeah, and the rest is literally history.
That's amazing.
Hi, Terrence Martin.
I'm telling you.
He's awesome, yeah.
So let me go back to the head thing. Were you better at giving head than the other women?
Well, you know, let's just be honest. I'm a sexual being.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with expressing yourself sexually when those emotions are there.
Right.
So, you know, fellatio for a woman like me is no problem. I mean, I have ample lip size and, you know, conditioning and structure. And, you know, I just know how to hold it right. All those things come into play. And I tell you, if you ever want to tighten up your neck muscles, fellatio is the way to go. Because it's going to keep you nice and, you know, tucked in under here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you call yourself the HBIC. And what is that?
The head bitch in charge. Oh, and I give head. Doesn't it make sense? Wow.
Well, the way you just describe it, I can see why you're the HBIC.
Thank you.
What does it take to become the head bitch in charge?
Literally just owning your shit, meaning, you know, standing behind what you say, you know, not conforming to the masses and just literally living your life each day with a purpose and passion. That's what I'm pushing. And, you know, that's why I feel like I'm the HBIC, because there's nothing that I ever said or anything I ever did that I want to take back.
Right.
It's about owning your shit.
Amazing. And have you always been a bitch?
If this room could be filled with all the men that I've encountered, they would all be standing up and going, hell yeah.
Really?
I've always had that flair. You know what? I got to blame my mama. The apple don't fall far from the tree.
So your mother was a bitch?
I mean, but she's a good bitch.
Is she still living?
Of course.
Oh, so your
mother... My mom is so beautiful. She looks younger than me. Like,
really?
She's gorgeous. She's fit. And she just always was a strong woman. And she gave me that energy to always just say what you need to say, do what you need to do. So that's where I get it from. My mom is the original HBIC.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did you realize your mother was a bitch?
Oh, gosh. I cannot call my... Mom, I'm not calling you a bitch. Jesse, you are really batting me right now.
No.
I will change it up. I first realized my mother was a strong woman. We'll just say that. Just all my life.
Really?
She just didn't take any crap off of anyone. And she raised me and my brother to do the same. Just always stand up, keep that voice, never conform. We were just always raised like that. And let me take a swig of this coffee. You up there calling my mama a bitch? I'm starting to feel some kind of way.
And so what does your brother and mother think about who you are today and what you do and the way you express it? How do they feel about that?
Well, my mother, she's been on so many shows supporting me.
Oh, really?
She's always on my shows with me, you know, rooting me on and also giving me great advice. So I love when there's opportunities for me to work with her. Those are like always my favorite moments on television with my mom. And we have a lot more to come. And, you know, my mother and brother, they support me. If I'm happy, they're happy.
Yes.
If I want to stop, I'll stop. Because, you know, ultimately, I'll shut up. But I want to be a farmer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And what do you want to farm?
Tomatoes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And once I heard that rice grows underground, I think with water, I want to learn how to plant rice, too.
That's a nice idea. So when do you hope to buy a farm and do this?
Yeah, because I've been to India before.
I can see you doing this.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I really can.
Jesse, do I have the hands for it?
You don't necessarily have the hands for it,
okay,
but you have the personality for it.
Oh, thank you.
So I totally can see that.
Oh, thank you so much.
I really can. So you have done a lot of dating. How many men have you dated?
Oh, my goodness. That song by 50 Cent, Many Men, many, 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 many men. Like, literally, that's maybe the theme of my love life.
100?
You know what?
So many you can't count?
I can't put a number on it because there's so many faces, so many, you know, experiences, not all sexual, but just men are very romantic, the ones I run
right,
into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I read that you dated all races of men too, just all kinds.
Yes, absolutely. I've literally dated every slice of the continents and country, like Asian, Indian, obviously black, white, Hispanic, everybody.
And which one you like best? Of all the races of men you've been with, mm-hmm, which do you like best?
I can't really put a nationality on it because what I've learned is that all men are the same.
In what way?
That was really surprising.
When you say the same, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to make this whole interview about dick, but there's this thing
oh,
where
God.
People think... There's this thing where people think that, you know, Asian men might be small. That's not really the truth with what I encountered and what I came into when I dated this boy. His name was Long. I dated him in high school.
His name was Long?
Yes, Long Song. Really, this was his name. And we went to the movie theater before, and, you know, this is back in high school, and he whipped it out, and it was super huge. He wasn't circumcised, so I was a little bit scared of it, but it was really big. And he was from, is it Laotian?
Laos.
He was okay. Laos, and he was hung. I mean, white guys are big, too. It's, you know,
white guys are big, too?
Oh, my goodness.
So it's not true what they say about them, either? Well, remember Donald Trump said, look at the hand.
I'm just telling you, I've been in some good positions with all nationalities.
Really? Mm-hmm. And so have you done the head job on all the men that you've dated?
Jesse, I don't want to get you hot over there.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, you got me going.
I'm saying some stuff.
I have to drink some water.
Yeah. No, I'm going to have a sip, too. I just enjoy life. I enjoy myself. But, you know, I'm not in my 20s anymore. So, like, now I'm looking to settle down. I want to be somebody's wife, somebody's mom. So I've been taking it easy and slowing down. And, you know, I got a couple of prospects.
Really?
But ain't nobody put no ring on it yet.
You have a boyfriend now.
Well, I don't like labels and titles,
oh, okay.
But there's a few people that I, you know, it's so hard for me to acquiesce to one man.
Oh.
But there is a man that has my attention, I'll put it like that. But we ain't giving nobody no label yet.
Oh, I got you.
A boyfriend.
I got you. What do men like about you? When they mm-hmm. see you, mm-hmm. they tell you, I like what?
Mm-hmm. Usually I hear it's my energy,
yeah,
it's my personality,
energy.
You know, I'm fun, I'm bubbly, you know, I love to smoke grass. No, let me
oh,
stop.
Do.
But anyways, you know, I'm just a chill female. And then, of course, a lot of men tell me that they've had the fantasy of actually sleeping with me.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
You like that, men desire you like that?
I do. Because, like, even when I'm in the grocery store, like, the guys that work there, like, the workers at the grocery store, they'll follow me around.
Yeah.
Like, ma'am, do you need help? They'll bombard me.
I bet.
But it's usually my fault because I'm wearing something skimpy and tight and showing cleavage and stuff.
Are you able to stand and let show the, can we, she stands so we can show what she has right now?
Well, I would wear something usually tighter than this. I'm probably all wrinkled because of the car ride over.
Right.
But you see, you know, just walking around, stuff like
that. And you
this.
Go to the grocery store like that?
No, it's usually a lot tighter,
oh,
you know, and fit it through the bust and everything like that.
Oh, you can find something to fit that?
Yeah. I actually, you know, coming to see you today, Jesse, I classed it up a bit.
Oh,
this
good.
Is classy wear
wow.
for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. That's amazing. So you would like to be married. When would you like to get married? You have an idea, like, at what age in life you would like to get married and have kids?
I'd like it to just hit me. Like, I don't want to plan it out. I think if I get to planning it out, I'm going to feel like, oh, my gosh, this has to happen right now.
That's right.
And I just may
let
miss
it happen
it.
Naturally.
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah.
I've been pressing it for so many years, and it hasn't happened. So now I'm going to do the opposite.
Do you think once you get married, you'll just be a one-woman man? I mean, one-man woman?
I always do that, too. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard because, I mean, I don't think there's ever one. Well, there probably was like a couple of guys that I never cheated on. But the majority of men I've been with, I've always cheated.
Yeah.
You know, I get really scared. You know that movie Runaway Bride?
Yes.
I'm kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
But I think I would be faithful. I would try.
And do the guys you've dated in the past, do they know you were cheating around?
Oh, no. I'm a very good liar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they did not know.
That's amazing. So what is a man, besides the body parts, what is a man?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't, because to me, the penis is such a large symbol of the man. That's where my head goes immediately.
Oh, I see.
Honestly, like cock and balls, like boom. Like that's where my head, when I hear the word man. But I want to learn, actually, Jesse, how to not do that. And go a little bit deeper when you were able to ask, so I could answer that
That's
question.
Right.
See, I
so
mean,
when you hear the word man, you automatically think of penis and balls?
Absolutely.
Are you joking?
No.
Are you lying?
No, I'm not.
You're not lying to me now?
I'm not. And I don't know why I'm so this energy.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's therapy and there's counseling out there to help with that. But I always thought that was the definition of a man.
And so how old were you when you first had sex?
Oh, my goodness.
And why did you have it in?
Oh, you are not going there with me, are you? Oh, gosh. I was super. Can I get a napkin, you guys? I'm sorry. The
lights no problem.
Have me just
I have
going
some in, my
in,
office, yeah.
in and out. I was young, but I've always been very mature for my age.
Oh, okay.
Like, to tell you the truth, I wanted sex at a very young age.
Like how old?
I don't want to go there. I'm going to embarrass my mother. But I was just always very aware of my own body. And this is something I've admitted it, but in secret.
Right.
I took my own virginity.
You took your own virginity?
Yes, I did.
How did you do that?
I am not going to say that. But let's just say it's safe to say, you know, I had all these feelings and emotions that I couldn't explain. You know, they were just running through my body in this, you know, region right here. And I just got to experimenting.
Really?
At a very young age. And, you know, poop, there it is. I took my own virginity.
And did you do it more after that?
I mean, I'm an advocate. I think, you know, masturbation has gotten me through a lot of time in these years. And, you know, when I was a kid and everything, mm-hmm. too. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I used to masturbate. It's so funny that we always talk about guys and boys wanting to masturbate.
Right.
But women, we need a release as well.
But it's not normal for a woman to do that, right?
Oh, I'm such a I'm like a man inside.
Oh, okay.
I have a man-sized sex drive.
Oh.
I'm very aware of my body, and I don't feel like there should be, you know, I don't discriminate, and I don't think that women should feel like they can't express themselves sexually. But that has happened so much in the past where a woman, we have these feelings and we think we have to suppress them because
right.
if we don't, now we're going to be labeled. You know what I mean? But I've never cared what anybody had to say about me. I only go around the bend one time. I want to have fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so how many times a day do you need to have sex?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I've had so much great sex in my younger day.
Right.
Like right now, I'm good. It's been weeks.
Since you have sex?
Yeah.
Since you had sex?
Uh-huh.
How are you surviving?
Off of good memories.
Okay. What's a woman, besides body part, what's a real woman?
Oh my gosh. A real woman to me is a caregiver. I've grown up in my family with an amazing caregiver, which was my grandmother.
Oh, okay.
And then my mom as well. So just very nurturing, very caring, very loving, you know, just always checking to make sure you're good.
Right.
I think that's a real woman, you know, just throw your arms around someone and make sure they're okay that day.
Amazing. And did you grow up with your father too?
Oh, absolutely. My dad is definitely in my life.
Does he know what you're doing?
Like what? Like
all the everything.
Yeah, he's very aware. My dad is very supportive.
Is he?
He plays the back, just like a dad is supposed
right.
to. Just, daughter, if you're good, I'm good.
Do you feel embarrassed when you're around him a little bit?
About what, Charles?
No.
Hell no. No, you know, I've always just had this way of just standing up and, like I said, HBIC, owning my shit.
Right.
Like,
on.
Literally, just, like, no apologies. If I accept myself, I think everybody else should. So, no, child, I ain't
amazing.
Embarrassed about nothing.
That's amazing. So, I wanted to ask this. When you go back home to family reunions mm-hmm. or school reunions,
mm-hmm.
What type of reaction do you get from the, you know, your friends, from your
yeah.
other family members, from the public?
Oh, I love
when
it.
When you go home.
I love it. It's great, Jesse. I mean, they roll out the red carpet.
Oh.
You know, everybody wants to pay for everything and throw it on my tab. All that, you know, you're like going to be the neighborhood sensation when you come back
right.
to town, especially being from such a small town
right.
as upstate New York as it is, you know, a small city. And I love it. And I'm down to earth.
Yes.
Being on television yes. doesn't change me.
Right.
So, you know, it's great.
Are there other women approaching you saying, hey, I want to be like you.
Uh-huh.
I want to do what you do.
Uh-huh.
Teach me. You get that type of reaction
oh,
from women?
Oh, all the time.
And do you help them become that or what do you tell them?
I literally give them the blueprint that I structured or fell into myself. Be yourself.
Yeah.
Own yourself. Don't let anybody walk all over you. Be very opinionated. Stay headstrong and just, you know, fight to the death.
Yeah.
Like, I tell everybody that, you know, and that's all I can really give because there's no formula. There's
right.
no remedy. There's
well, you
no...
kind of said it in the beginning. You have to just be you.
That's it.
And let things happen.
And if people are going to gravitate towards you, they're going to. And if they're not, You know, they're not. It's just all about if you're relatable, I guess.
Yes. A lot of black women say that it's difficult for them in America as a black woman. What is it like for you being a black woman in America?
I have to say this. Right now, I feel like the temperature in this country is just to get it while you can. And I think the thing to do is to try to be, as much as you can, colorblind. Yes. And what I mean by that is any opportunity that's given to anyone can be my opportunity as well.
That's
I don't
right.
always let my color play into come into play. You know, I'm going to approach this as a black woman, or they better give me a chance. You know, it's kind of like, you know what? Let me bring my best self. And that color is a part of who I am, but it's not going to either make or break me getting
that
the opportunity.
So smart.
I think that's how I.
That's very, very smart. What is the state of black women in America today? Have you paid attention to that?
The state of
black women?
I think that right now I feel like sisters are taking over, and I love it. You know, they're all over the place. We are all over the place in so many different shades, on television, on social media. I mean, I feel like the black woman in America is honestly the role model and the temperature of this country.
But those type of women are bad for black men because black men don't like women like that. They're out of control. They feel that they're better than the men. And so a lot of black men don't know how to deal with women like that. What do you say?
Scared black boys don't know how to deal with strong black women. I'll put it like that, because the black man is not going to be able to shut up the black woman. We're always going to tell it how it should be told. And we're always going to remind him, I would say, of mother. And I think that runs a lot of men away because they don't want to feel like they're dating their mom.
Right.
But we just have this nurturing thing where we get on our man and we're going to tell him how it is. And they don't want to deal with that all the time. You know, like, who wants to be confronted with the truth? Because the truth hurts.
Amazing. And so when you meet weak men like that, but they want to be with you, how do you deal with them?
Well, I usually don't date a lot of men like that, but it's funny because a lot of my male friends are like that. So I make really easy friends with weak black men. I have a lot of those as friends. And I really don't like to put color into dating because it doesn't bother me if a black man goes, I like white women or I like Latino women, because we all have preferences at the end of the
day. Right.
But it's the reason why,
yes.
You know,
yeah.
that's the tricky part. Yeah. If you're doing it with the right reason, there's nothing wrong with it.
Do men pay you to be with them?
Are you asking me if I'm a high class hoe? No. Oh, my gosh. You know, can I tell you, I feel like there's a little bit of hoe in all of us.
So you're a hoe?
Well, I don't like labels, but let's put it like this. If you're dating someone, or even if you're married to him, and let's say this woman sees this big, huge Chanel handbag online and she has to have it, but it's $7,500.
Right.
And she goes, you know what? When my husband comes home, I'm going to make him a candlelit dinner and lobster and dessert, the whole shebang, because I want this purse.
Right.
Guess what that wife is? She's hoeing. So we're all hoes.
And so would you get with a broke man?
Oh, gosh. I have to say, I don't discriminate. If that work ethic is there and you have a plan, oh man, that was me in my 20s. No. The younger me, yeah, I wouldn't care. But like now, you know, you get a little bit more mature, you need a little bit of financial, you know, freedom and stability and, you know, security.
That's right.
Yeah, my
amazing.
Man has to be.
You got to have some money.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because he's not going to be able to buy that $1,500 bag you need. Online. 77% of black babies are born out of wedlock. To black women who are born in America. What do you think about that? Is that good or bad?
I don't think it's bad. I mean, I thank God for a strong black woman who is going to give birth, whether she's 14 years old and not married, or, you know, she's 40 something years old and not married. Because if you're waiting, I just feel like black women have this in this huge, huge strength to just endure a lot. I mean, we've been enduring a lot since we won't even go there, but right. You know where there is. And I just feel like a woman shouldn't be pressured to be married to have her child, and she shouldn't be looked down upon because she's not married.
But when she have the children out of wedlock, the kids end up screwed up. Uh-huh. The guys end up weak and angry. The girls end up weak and angry. So it doesn't seem to work.
Well, a lot of things happen in the moment of passion, Jesse. And if you're dating someone or you're having a fling and he doesn't pull out, or the woman is not having, you know, birth control in her regimen, and you have sex and you have this seed growing in you, like, what are you to do? Some women don't believe in abortion,
right.
And they do put themselves in those situations. So what is she to do? Yes, have the child.
Do you believe that, where you stand when it comes to abortion? Are you for it or against it?
I am pro-choice. I feel like it's the woman's choice. Because it's her body, you know, it's her being, and I don't think anyone can understand, especially a man, the heart of the woman and what goes into being a woman and the emotions and things like that. So it's always the woman's choice, absolutely.
Amazing. And how did it become her choice? Since she didn't create the body, mm-hmm. and she doesn't create the life that's in the body, mm-hmm. how did that become her choice?
Because she is the, if you will, the ground where the seed gets planted. And I feel like at that time, she's the farmer of the seed. And if she wants to uproot it, she can basically pull the plug. You know
how about if the father say, no, mm-hmm. I don't want you to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to kill my baby. You can't do it. Should she listen to the father of the baby?
He should have pulled out, or he should have wore a condom.
Amazing. So the baby gonna have to suffer because the father didn't do what he should have done.
I don't think the baby would suffer. I mean, oh, you mean if it gets aborted?
If it gets aborted.
I think a baby who's aborted is just like it goes right back up. It's an angel. I don't think a baby has any type of decision making going on in its mind.
Oh,
I don't think it knows what's going on.
I'm looking at the clock and time going by so fast, and we can talk all day. Are black men and women suffering due to the lack of morality and the destruction of the family, or is there something else going on that we're missing?
That's a great question. Well, morality has always been twisted, I think. I think people have always just been able to express themselves however they want. So I don't think that comes into play. But I don't think the structure of family is what it used to be, like back in the day when
right.
the Cosby Show was on.
That's right.
We are so
it's
far
gone.
From that.
Yes.
But, I mean, what are you to do?
Is that a problem? Should we rebuild families?
Well, I mean, how are you going to rebuild families when now the children can actually call the cops on you if you're going to spank them?
That's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's just no more structure.
Right.
And, you know, no more discipline. I mean, babies come out just like with so much knowledge now. I mean, it's like we're giving birth to a technical baby.
You remember
when we used to have babies back in the day and the baby would just like the eyes would be shut and you'd be crying? I see women give birth now and the babies are like up and they're looking around and they're sitting up and like, where's my bottle, bitch? Like, seriously, it's scary.
The babies are looking for their cell phones.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you a feminist?
What does that mean? Because, I mean, I can be, but I'm so not into labels. What is your definition of it?
My definition is women who hate men.
Oh, my goodness, no. Because, at the end of the day, a vibrator can't get me to where I gotta go. I love men. Yeah. But maybe I love them for the wrong reason. Because if a man was, is it castrated when you cut it off?
Yes.
If a man was castrated, then to me he would be useless.
Right.
So maybe I love men for the wrong reasons.
So
we are smarter than men. I will tell you that.
You think so?
Women are so much more smarter
than
men.
Why do you say that?
Because we are just so tuned in. And we're aware from within, where I think that guys always suppress their emotions. So we just know how to navigate through life. And I think that we are the wisdom. The woman is definitely the wisdom in the situation.
And I hear that a lot. So if women are smarter than men, why do they screw up everything they take over?
What are you talking about? Oh, my gosh.
For example, if they have children without a husband, the kids end up screwing up. If they take over the government, we come up with bad laws that goes against men, goes against family, goes against God and everything. Women don't like each other. They can't. Women don't want a woman as a boss. Isn't that true?
Jesse, them's fighting words. So are you saying that women screw up everything? No, I think that what it is that a woman in charge, we need to get in the idea of actually seeing that. I don't think that's the idea. We need to, because I do think we're going to have a female president very, very soon.
You think so?
I hope Michelle Obama runs.
Really?
I would love that.
Can't you see Michelle? It'll be the worst mess. She would be hoochie momming around. You know, she did the hoochie mama dance.
Yeah, because she was doing her thing up in Paris at the Beyonce.
Right.
JC. I was like, get it, Michelle. But I love
her. She had
for
on
that.
A dress like yours.
Yeah, she did, huh?
It was like way up here like that, the same color.
Wouldn't we want a first
and she
lady
was like
no. No.
No. No first lady like that. So name me one thing that majority of women took over and it turned out good.
Everything that you could name and put and fill in that blank, we've always put a spin on it as woman energy and made it better than anything a man could ever imagine.
Name one thing.
Cooking.
Oh, that's
cleaning,
your job.
Loving.
Well, a woman's supposed to cook, clean, and all that. If a man is doing that, he's a beta male.
But so many women are the breadwinners now, Jesse.
I
you
know.
Have to pay attention to the
but
Forbes.
But how they got these beta males? You know,
what does that mean?
They're not an alpha male. You know, they don't take charge.
Well, a weak man is to be dominated by a strong woman.
Right.
You know, they need their structure. There's nothing wrong with, let me just shut up. I'll leave it alone.
Would you rather sleep with a beta male or an alpha male?
Oh, okay. It just depends on what day of the week it is. Because usually, like, if it's the beginning of the week, I want a weak man. But by the weekend, I want that alpha male.
Really?
Yeah.
And why the weak man in the beginning of the week?
Because that's when I still need to look cute and do my work and stuff like that. But by on the weekend, the guy can pull out my weave and he can just do all these things to me. You know, he can hit me a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck me a little bit. And, you know, I'll heal by Monday morning again.
So you like rough sex?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
So when you say rough, what do you mean?
I mean... I do. I love a good spanking. You know, I love to have my weave pulled. You know, I love filthy things whispered in my ear. I really love to be dominated.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And you find men who are not afraid to do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
They are out there.
In all races of men, you can find that?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. But usually, you know, Latin men, they're more romantic.
Oh, yeah.
So they're just there to please and they aim to please and they don't like to get too rough.
Yeah.
But black and white men, honey, they will do whatever you need. And the white men know how to choke you out, too. Ooh, let me leave it alone.
Oh, so do you have to tell them, look, I want you to just beat me.
I was never like that, no. And, you know,
do you say to them, you know what, I don't want you playing with me up in here.
Yeah, it's usually more like, you know what, we ain't here to fuck around. Like, I really need you to give me your all. Like, give it to me. I love it rough. I'll tell them exactly what I want. You know, I have to stop saying I like to be choked. Someone said that is very dangerous to admit, but I do like it.
Amazing. There are feminist women out there who are trying to take the shame out of the word slut.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Should they take the shame? Should a woman be embarrassed to be a slut?
Mm-hmm.
Or should they take the name out of the word slut? Or the shame out of slut?
I don't think a woman should be ashamed. I have to admit something to you. Like, since the age of 12, I've always found the word whore very erotic.
Oh, yeah?
I've always wanted to be known as a whore, but in my own mind, like
right.
Whore. There's something so tempting about that. And it doesn't necessarily mean to me a woman that would just sleep with anything moving. A whore is just, it's just kind of like, you know, you're strong, you're independent, you're making your own moves. So I don't think slut should be a term that's embarrassing if you have the right mindset that goes with that. You know, it just depends on how you view it.
I interviewed a woman, Amber Rose. Have you ever heard of her?
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. I've met her.
Oh, yeah.
She's very, very awesome.
She's a slut.
Hey, go ahead.
And she's proud to be a slut.
All right. I'm loving it.
So, like, that day that you were walking down Hollywood Boulevard and you were discovered, were you walking down the boulevard thinking, I'm a hoe? Just this hoe is strutting down the street. Look at this hoe.
It's so funny you say that because honestly, I used to walk down that boulevard and they used to always give me cards to do porno movies. I would get it up every left and right. Hey, you'd be great for this movie. And my friend would say, okay, Tiff, just rip that up because that's porno. But yeah, hey.
Have you ever done porn?
No.
Would you do it?
No.
How about if the money is right?
Well, I mean, my vagina is so gorgeous that honestly, like, I wouldn't want it out there like that. It's a personal viewing attraction.
And what's a gorgeous vagina? What does that look like?
Oh, she's juicy. She's plump. You know, she's just sitting there going, taste me. You know, and it's like coconuts and everything. You know, my girlfriend, I was laying on the bed one day, and she was like, Tiffany, you smell like fruit punch down there. Like,
really?
She just, yeah, it has such a great, it's a great place to be.
Do other women envy your vagina?
Well, they want to get a vagina like mine after I describe it to them and everything like
really?
That. Really? Yeah.
Can you buy that?
I don't think so.
There's no person out there say, hey, come to my office. We'll do surgery and give you that.
Well, I have to say, if I do have children, I'm very, very interested in knowing what that rejuvenation surgery is. Because I have a lot of girlfriends that talk about that, where that's when they go in and they tighten the vaginal walls and the muscles after you give birth.
Oh, okay.
Or after, you know, if you were whoring around a lot and you get wider than you want to be. But I don't have those problems.
You're not wide?
No.
And why not?
I don't know. It's like the more I have sex, the shrinker, it just, like, I don't know. I don't know.
Amazing.
It is.
That is amazing. Oh, Lord. I can't wait to get the feedback from this one. I started July as White History Month.
Okay.
The whole July is dedicated to appreciating what white Americans have done as far as, they founded the greatest country on this side of heaven. Mm-hmm. They made it possible for other people to come here mm-hmm. of all races. Mm-hmm. What do you think about White History Month?
I don't think that the white man needs a History Month.
But it's not just for the white man, it's for all white
people. Well, I mean, white people, listen, I love white people. I love all people. But I feel like white people, they I don't want to say this the right way, they're always there. They've never left. Like, I think that other nationalities, like such as African American and Browns, we need our time to shine a little bit because the white is never going to go anywhere. That's always the backdrop to everything. The white is there. So for them, they have it's an oxymoron. They don't need to. It's like they're always in the room, you know?
Do you appreciate white folks? Creating a country like this?
What do you mean?
Like a country where you could be free, you could be a hoe, you know, and whatever you want to do.
Well, I mean, I just don't want to say the wrong thing here, but I mean, I respect all nationalities.
Right.
It's hard. I don't want to go into slavery and stuff like that, but I mean, creating this country, like, what do you mean by that? There's so many ways I can lay down information about that. I don't feel safe doing it.
And speaking of the white men, what do you think about the Great White Hope?
What are you talking about?
President Donald Trump.
I knew it. I knew that's who you were talking about. He's a very scary individual. But I will say this to about him. Whatever he's doing, it seems like, you know, he's off to the side. I just thought he was going to get in here and we were just going to go to war and do all these crazy things. And I know a lot of people were just so anxious about things like that. So it's like, just whatever he's doing, you know, he doesn't know exactly what he's doing, but I just don't want this country going to war.
But you notice that all of a sudden things feel better. People have money now. Things are, you know, like you feel like somebody's putting America first.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed.
You haven't noticed
that? No.
President Trump is the type of man that you would love to be with. He's
what?
Outspoken. He's not afraid. He has big hands. He has a lot of money. He's a man of courage. He's tall. And is that the kind of, President Trump the type of man you would like to be with?
Jesse, I cannot get past that hairline. I just can't do it.
Really?
I cannot do it. No.
And why not? Because you normally look at the penis and the balls. You don't look at the. You don't look up there anyway.
I gotta say, I'm not attracted to Donald Trump. I think that has a lot to do with him, you know, being our president right now, and he's just pissing off everybody every other day. It's like, no, I don't find him attractive at all.
Amazing. I'm surprised. Did you find Obama attractive?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And he follows me on Twitter.
He does?
Yes. And I try to be so calm, and I try not to slide through his DM, you know, because I love Michelle, and I have so much respect for her. But I'm like, ooh, like, yes, Obama is so hot.
Really? Mm-hmm. In what way?
The way he carries himself. He's confident.
But he's kind of like a beta male. He's soft.
He's soft, you think? Oh, don't let him fool you. I can tell he's a thug.
Really?
Yeah.
And how?
I mean, he hangs out with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Oh.
You know, he's very cultured. I love that. That's important.
And so what is a thug? When you say thug and Obama say thug, what do you see in him that makes you think he's a thug?
He found Bin Laden's ass, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did. Thug. So define thug.
Hey, a man who's street savvy. A man who's going to get the job done. And at the end of the day, he's a good earner and he's going to bring it home for his wife and kids to eat. He's always going to make a way. You know, that's a thug. And I always have a soft spot for a thug.
Does Michelle know that he follows you?
She does now.
But I don't think she's going to like that.
I mean, I'm glad he does. He's been following me for years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't.
You would like to?
I would love to meet him. Is he here? Is he coming?
No.
Okay.
He might be out there. So, would you like to get with him?
I mean, that's not going to happen.
Would you like to, though?
I'm not answering.
Would you
that.
Like to rock Obama's world?
Well, I would know how to.
Yeah.
I will put that out there.
Right.
But, you know, I have so much respect for him and his family and what they've done
I
for
understand.
This country
yeah.
that I'm going to... Dame Obama is off limits.
Right.
Yeah, that's one dick I will not hop on.
Amazing. That is amazing. How about if he divorced Michelle?
Oh, you are pushing for the sex. I love it. You're my cheerleader. They're not going to get divorced.
I know. God forbid. I don't yeah. like divorce. But let's say.
No.
If he
not.
Does.
I'm not saying.
Well, that says everything.
Yeah.
So we're coming to an end. Do you have any upcoming projects or anything you'd like to promote?
Absolutely. I'm always around the country. People can see me any and everywhere. But right now, I just want to tell everybody to follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Tiffany_HBIC_Pollard. You can find me at Twitter at Tiffany Pollard. I'm always over the country doing appearances and performing. I leave tomorrow for somewhere great. I have great management.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jordan, JMTA Agency. You know, and just, I'm always busy.
Right on.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
That.
I'm blessed.
And looking at, studying on you last night. My final question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have fun?
Here?
Yes.
Today?
Uh-huh.
I have to leave? I want to move in. Yes, I had an amazing time.
Wow, I'm glad.
And thank you for being so warm and, you know, just rolling out a place where I feel like I can just come
right
and
on.
Just kick it with you and have open conversation.
I really like your attitude. I like your personality.
Thank you. I had so much fun with you, Jesse.
Me too. I did too. Thank you for coming.
Cheers.
That's right. And thank you for tuning in, folks. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, tweet, comment. And we have coffee mugs and T-shirts and Patreon page, so don't forget to support thefallenstate.tv. Thank you so much, and thank you again.
There comes a time in every man's life. Are you a man or are you a mice? The truth is staring you right in the face. The media lies all over the place. They'll call you names and go after your life. They'll stab you in the back and never think twice. There's no accountability for their crimes against their own. tight. The people are woe and will not take it no more. The coming storm is what's gonna break it. The people are woe, they won't take it no more. The powers that be, they know they can't shake it.
Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.